And Saz, you're still in Shavasana. Stay relaxed. Stay open to yourself. And stay connected to exactly where you are. And begin to visualize your body this morning as an energy more than a physical body. Even if some of you are holding your babies, visualize the energetic you, your energetic child. Those of you that are prenatal, visualize the energetic baby inside of you. Just shift your awareness from the physical to the energetic. And the energetic body we often think of is made up of light. So visualize your energetic body and your baby's energetic body as just washed in pure light. It could be white, it could be golden, but keep it very light colored. We worked on opening up the first chakra a lot in class today. We worked on connecting that to the heart, and I said we would go into the second chakra towards the end. So visualize for a moment that first chakra, the flower, that petal that opened at the beginning of class. Visualize the light of the sun, so to speak, the light of the universe, shining through the heart. Keep all that image with the energetic body, yours and your baby's, completely filled with this light. And then visualize your second chakra. Those of you that are yet to give birth, this is exactly where baby is. This is baby's home. This is your uterus center. And as you visualize the second chakra, visualize it expanding, but staying very warm and very connected, not expanding so much that it kind of thins out. Expanding energetically, as if you were to turn on the light, and then if you had a dimmer switch and you kept pulling, or I should say pressing that dimmer switch down so that the light expands and grows brighter and brighter and brighter. And those of you postnatal, this is the area that worked so hard for a very long time. And you want to honor this place with gratitude and honor this place with tremendous love. As we all visualize that expansion of the second chakra center, now let us all visualize one thing that we want to manifest in our lives. Those of you prenatal may be manifesting the exact kind of birth that you've always hoped for. Why not? Why not visualize what that might be? Those of you postnatal, maybe it's visualizing something for yourself, maybe visualizing something for your new family. It could be a personal goal, it could be a very physical, tangible goal, it could be a very non-physical, almost immeasurable, emotional goal. But visualize one thing you want to draw to yourself. And then let that thing that you would like to have, give it a color. And it could be any color in the spectrum of the rainbow, from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, lavender, whatever color draws kind of immediately to your mind's eye. And visualize that color as somewhere outside of the body, maybe floating about 5 or 10 feet close to you, but not in you. And as you want to magnetize this goal to your life, visualize that color like a circle, like a sphere floating, being pulled closer and closer to you. And as it becomes pulled closer and closer to you, energetically the second chakra opens up, almost as if you just opened up a door in a room. And you're letting that goal, you're letting that feeling, that image, whatever it is that you'd like to bring into your life, come into the second chakra. And then you envelop it. You accept it. You make it a part of you. Those of you prenatal, for a moment, fast forward to the day that you're going to give birth. Visualize, step by step, everything going exactly as you would like it. Even if that's not the way it happens, just practice embracing what you would love to have. Those of you postnatal, visualize the next year of your baby's life. Visualize health. Visualize lots of laughter and joy. Anytime you encounter resistance, just let that resistance go for now, as if you're switching the channel on the radio or on the TV. Let it go. Switch to another frequency that does not resist what you want. And then go ahead and feeling that second chakra center, having completely absorbed your goal, your desire, your wish. And go ahead and seal that second chakra center up, that door that you opened, close that door gently so you can keep that desire inside of you. And as you start to feel your breath again, breathe into that second chakra center first. Energetically breathe life into that desire so you can manifest it. And from that second chakra center, go ahead and let the breath expand into the belly, into the heart, into the chest, into the shoulders. As you exhale, release any resistance to this happening. And go ahead, inhale, keep expanding that breath one more time. Exhale and releasing resistance. So if you're still on your back, slowly make your way back up to seated. Maybe rolling over to one side, bending your knees, or just using your hands to slowly press yourself back up. As you come up to seated, visualize your body still completely filled with light. Visualize your baby's bodies, whether your babies are inside or outside of you, filled with light. And into that light, bring gratitude and joy for this experience of motherhood and pregnancy. And let's go ahead and bring our hands to our heart center. Take a nice deep inhale. Please bring your hands to your third eye for clarity of thought, to your mouth for clarity of speech, and to your heart for clarity of action. Namaste. Thank you. Yay.